Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This satsang, this radio program, is for Saturday, October the 10th, 2015. And I'm very grateful to be with you as we take a look at some questions on the way. What is the way? You hear people talk about it. You hear people, well, you hear spiritual teachers or whomever talk about such things as the way. But what does it mean? And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. I have three beautiful questions that I will be working with, and I'm very grateful for them. I want to remind you, of course, that this program is only heard in your ears right now due to the compassion, the love, and the kindness, the generosity of my sponsors who make all this possible. They make quarterly and monthly contributions so you can hear this radio program. And if you're enjoying it, I urge you right now to become a sponsor. I hope you will. We're at our year-end drive, as you know, and our mystery donor will be matching donations till January the 3rd. I hope you will make a donation to help us. This is very, very important. If you can't be a sponsor, well, everybody could be a sponsor, I think. But if you choose not to, a donation towards radio would be deeply appreciated, and it will be matched by our donor. For those of you considering being a donor, let me tell you, you will receive the message of the month each and every month. It's a little CD that I make. You can either download it here from the website at aspire.org, or I can send you a CD if you like. And you will receive, when I make the new programs on the Beatitudes, the 5-disc set on the Beatitudes, so you can, well, hopefully listen to it and gain something from it. And every time I make new programs, you will receive those CDs. So there's a lot involved here. It serves humankind, and of course, your gifts are tax deductible. Let us go to the first question. What do you mean by the way? I have listened to you for many years. I still don't truly get it, Stephen. Stephen, the way. What is the way? Is it something I teach, or is it something I am? You are the way. I am the way. Deep inside of us, there is the way. But what is the way, and where is it going? And we use all sorts of logic and reasoning to try to understand the depth of spirituality. Lao Tzu talked about the way. He talked about it as no thing. And the person who went on to the way was really seeking to achieve nothing. What is the way? The way is no way. But what does that mean? What are we talking about here? And I will try to explain it. This is difficult because there is a language to inner work that is not privy to the syntax of our worldly language, our logic and reasoning language. I have logic and reasoning, Gregory. And he speaks in a certain language, a language he can understand, a language that makes sense to him based on how frivolous his mind has become via the trying to control certain things in his life, like his emotionality. Boy, that's a big one in all of us. So he uses logic and reasoning and belief and theory, and he comes up with all of these ideas and ideals and philosophies, none of which are true and none of which have anything to do with the authentic meaning of life. Now, when I am done with my opinionated preferences, okay, I am done with them. I no longer seek to give them expression through me. I will come to an interesting place, a place where I can hear the direct experience. I can experience the direct experience, and it won't happen because I am thinking about it or it makes sense. The way is the unway, the no way. The way that can be spoken of and is spoken of is not the way. It is the unspoken. So let me help you. Please let this help you. There is a part of you and me that is deeply significant, and it is the part of us that is the presence. Every human being has this presence. Every human being has this way. And if I live in this way, if I am true to this presence, which is the source of all life, then I come into the very meaning of what it is to live in compassion and kindness. I will immediately see that compassion and kindness are of utmost importance to everything that I do. So, when I understand that, when I am aware of that, when I can awaken to that, when that presence is the presence of me, when I am listening to it with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my strength, the way is the way I live. I am living moment to moment, as it were, in the world. But really, within, there's a whole different world inside. You see, my body and my mind are subject to each other right now. And if I am living with my body and my mind, I am creating conscience, I am creating moralism, I am creating preferences, I'm creating right and wrong and good and bad, I create duality. But when I am done with that, and I can understand that my mind is to be used for other purposes rather than controlling my emotionality and what I want and what I believe in and what are my preferences, I come to a very sacred place. It is a place where my energies no longer are about my emotions and controlling them. This is the way. When I can live in the silence, that gap, that thing that is beyond my body and mind, not subject to emotionality, when I can use my attentions, and that's really what it's all about in the beginning, to sustain compassion and love, no matter what is going on in the world, and no matter what people are saying about this, that, or the other, even me, that's when you start finding the way. It is not a philosophy. It is not a religion. It is simply awakening. It is a certain kind of awakening that occurs deep within us. This awakening opens up many doors. The mind is no longer used now to manage, and that's what we use our minds for, to manage. We are trying to manage relationships and people and objects. We're trying to manage, situations that we deem inappropriate or undesirable. We're always trying to manage something with our mind. When I do that, Stephen, my mind becomes very small and petty. And then with petty mind and petty emotions and petty emotionality, I start saying and doing things that are extremely ugly, and they cause me a great deal of karma. Now, most people don't want to get into this, Stephen. They really don't. They'd rather adopt a philosophy, a religion, than to really understand, let's say, the nature of themselves. It's easier to become a Buddhist, a yogaist, a Zenist, or a Christian, by accepting the philosophy of it all. That doesn't mean anything. Just because you're smart enough to accept a philosophy isn't going to give you the direct experience. The direct experience that you and I both require in our lives as important is something that happens from within. It is a quality of withinness. It happens due to meditation. It happens not due to analyzing ourselves and interpreting this and that. It happens according to kindness. If you are a kind human being, if you can work on becoming kind, compassionate, you will find this process of the way very beautiful, and it will unfold quickly for you. But when kindness is not essential, when desire, ambition, and pride are the only things that matter, that's when we have great difficulty. What do I mean by the way? It is something that cannot be taught. It is something that has to be caught. Stephen, thank you for your beautiful question. And I hope I helped you. I really do. And please forgive me if I didn't. Namaste. You know, it fascinates me. No matter how long a person's been with me in my work or what I'm trying to do to offer them help, they will always misinterpret everything via the idea that I am teaching some sort of philosophy here. Everybody wants a philosophy. They can't live in the way. It's very, very difficult for people not to have limits and something to answer to and something to believe in. If people don't have limits and something to answer to and beliefs about those limits and whatever they answer to, then they think they're lost. They're lost long before that. Next question comes from Brad. By the way, none of these people tell me where they are listening. What can I do to be in the way, forgive me. This is really good. What can I do to be out of the way to get into the way? Brad. I loved it, Brad. Oh, you are a clever guy. But your question is magnificent. And I love the way you couched it and everything. It almost answers itself. It really does. And that's what I loved about your question. When I saw it on my email, I giggled and I was so pleased. I really was. And I hope you got my email. So everything you just said about getting out of the way to find the way was so intelligent and so incredibly wise that all I can do is throw a few little pieces in there to help you. First of all, you're correct. The less of me and thee there is, the more the way shows. But what is this me and you? What are they? And I'll tell you what they are. We congregate emotions. All of our emotions start reproducing very rapidly within us. You congregate an emotion here. You congregate an emotion there. What do I mean by congregate? You add fear to hate, hate to being associated with a thing or a person or something like that. And the more I do that and the more I live in that way, the more difficult my life becomes. And then I start having to deal with the congregating of my emotions. They turn into personality traits. In fact, they turn into just about entities. And that's all they are, is entities. These entities create personalities within me. That's why you have a personality here that might be jovial, a personality over here that is depressed, a personality over here that is happy, and one over here that is unhappy. You can have one that seems to feel the light, which it doesn't because personalities can't. And then you have the dark personality, the really dark. And a lot of people, it seems these days, are more intrigued with the dark than they are the light. It amazes me to see the fall lineup of movies that come out each and every year about this time for us to consider during the holidays. And it always amazes me, truly amazes me, that the ones that are about the most violence, the most killing, the most fear are the ones most people go see. Now, if you had a movie about the journey into meditation, the journey into life, the journey into love, which would be probably without killing and all that other stuff, I wonder what would be the attendance. Well, probably like little or none. We're not interested in anything that doesn't tantalate and make our emotions congregate. And that's what makes our emotions congregate. So, Brad, when you are going to a movie and you know it's about fear and hate, that isn't going to help you. When you go and do something that, let's say, is to overcome the stress, what we call stress, of a day where emotionality has overtaken us and we just want something mindless to watch, so we watch something on TV that makes us feel good again, we have congregated emotions. Our whole society is wrapped around this. This isn't going to go away, okay? Our whole society, because we are given freedom, we're not free. I mean, give me a break. No one in this country is free, but because the media is what the media is and the movies are what they are, we work all day. We're very frustrated with our life. So we go to the movies or watch TV in order to sustain some sense of, I don't know what, civility? No, that wouldn't be it. Sanity. That's what it would be. Sanity. Because we do everything we do to try to stay sane and comfort ourselves, everything we do that comforts ourselves makes for something ugly in our life to happen. Ugly within my emotionality. I start congregating all of these emotions and I start getting dark or I start getting fearful or I start getting panic ridden. So you want to know what you need to do to get out of the way for the way? You're going to have to curb your entitlements. You're going to have to curb your gratifications, and you're going to have to be willing to see how much of anything you do is based around the idea of fear and hate. That's going to be very hard to do, Brad, because most people, if you're like most people, and you may not be, but if you're like most people, you're not going to go into this well. You're not going to do this very well because we are addicted to certain forms of gratification. This addiction has to do with not only food and drugs and alcohol, but it has to do with our emotionality, like, well, entertaining hateful things, fearful things, vengeful things. All these things are an integral part of our society. We love it and we live within it. And there is nothing that Gregory Penn is going to be able to say to you, Brad, to help you with this unless you are willing to step out of the box of culture and society here in the Western world and live within yourself in kindness and love. It's not going to make you popular with your family. It's not going to make you popular with your friends. They're going to say you've changed. You're not going to probably have enough chutzpah, enough horsepower to go, well, I'm going to go my own way. I hope you will forgive me. I hope that you'll join me, or I hope you'll tolerate me and just let me be what I am and still be my friend. I doubt it. You're going to find a lot of resistance, a lot. And that's the way it is in this world. So I gave you your answer. Now, if you have the horsepower to do what I just asked you to do or suggested for you to do, then you're going to find the source of love within you. And this will outweigh anything you've ever found in the world. At least it has for me. And it doesn't matter how many mistakes you've made or how many blunders you've done or how many things you've done that people would say are evil or sociopathical, or I made up a word. Doesn't matter. None of it matters. It's just words. We're all sociopaths in some way or another. We're all nuttier than fruitcakes, all of us. But it's stepping out of that and into the state of the way of love, the source of love that matters. The rest falls by the wayside. Live for the things you can take with you through death. Brad, don't be concerned about the antiquated things of changing your personality and ego. change the way you live with them. If you can change the way you live with your ego, your personality, your fears, that's when you'll come into the meaning of your life. It'll be so beautiful. I hope that helped you. Please forgive me. Namaste. He is a neat guy. He has to be a neat guy to be able to do that, to say that. I so admired it. Okay, the next one comes from Terry. And Terry asks, what is truth and what is the way? Are they synonymous? Well, I am probably thinking you're thinking what Jesus taught. I'm the way, the truth, and the light. And if that's what you're kind of going for, yeah. But you see, it's not a personal thing. When Jesus would say something like that, he wasn't talking about the persona of him, the man of him. He was talking about what he lived from. What he lived from within himself lives in you, lives in me, lives in everything. Everything, the trees, the sky, the moon, the stars, the mountains, everything. The way, the truth, and the light live in everything. We are all in this thing as oneness. There is nothing that you can do in your life that doesn't affect the rest of us, and vice versa. So the question becomes, what is the thing you're going to do? What is the way? What is the way of your life? What is the way of your truth? What is truth? Truth is the way, and the way is the truth. But these are not spoken idioms. These are not sentences. Every sentence that a Buddha or a Jesus or a Lhasa give us are merely fingers pointing to the meaning, the substance, the essence of the way. They are not the way itself. And it's very hard for people to understand because we're so literal-minded. Our minds have become very small, tenuous, because we live in small and tenuous ways. So we don't really see the way inside of us. We only see what we want to see. And because we live in that kind of mentality, we miss everything that is deeply significant and important to our life. What can I say to you? What could I possibly do to help you with this? Find the truth. You want to know the ultimate truth? Love. That is the ultimate truth. Jesus said God is love. Buddha talked about love. He talked about it in so many different ways and directly. See how you love, he said, and what keeps you from your journey. It is how you love that keeps you from the journey. If I love out of my emotionality, I only have emotionality. But if I can drop my emotionality and stop with the persona thing of building personalities based on my emotions, my mind will become different. It won't be depressed anymore. Then you can do other things. The truth is love. The way is love. But love is not something that can be taught. It, as I said, must be caught. You can't teach love. You can't. It's impossible. Love is a direct experience. Love is infectious to the heart and the soul. And if you do not develop heart and soul, you will never get the infection of love. Because it infects you with kindness and forgiveness, compassion. And that's all that matters, is compassion. Don't let your personality get in the way. Don't let your beliefs. There is no such thing as truth. There is only love. On this planet, we only see things from thoughts. The greatest truths are never uttered. They're never spoken. The greatest truths are discovered as states of being, as a place that lives within you. It is the gap, the pause, the space between your thoughts that is the great truth. if you can understand that, if you can deal with that, then, Terry, you have something amazing. I hope that helps you. Please forgive me. Namaste. If you have a comment, a question, or something, I might be of service to you. And please come to this website here at aspire.org. You'll see contact at the top. Click on it. Send me an email. I'd love to hear from you. I really would. And if you don't want me to use your name or where you live, that's fine. If you do, that's fine too. Have a beautiful day. And please forgive me, won't you? Namaste.